The vibration of change, that magical place where life shifts from struggle to ease, from stagnation to forward movement, from old ways of being to new ways of becoming. Yes, it can seem rather elusive to get there, but when you are in it, you feel it down to your very core, and it can positively affect everything in your life, from your relationships to your health and well-being, from your career path to your abundance, from the quality of your inner connection to the fullness of your self-expression. Here on the Christine Upchurch Show, we explore ways to get into that vibration of change with experts in the fields of consciousness, psychology, spirituality, health, healing, and science. Are you ready to step into your vibration of change?
Hello, everybody. Welcome. So grateful you're joining us here today. You might be listening live on 1150 AM KKNW in the Seattle area on transformationtalkradio.com. Perhaps you're watching on Facebook Live on my professional page or after the fact on my YouTube channel or one of the dozens of podcasts that sets up. But wherever and whenever you're joining us from today, very grateful to have you here. We are at a huge transition point on our planet right now. And I think that some of us feel it and some of us don't. Some of us think that we're getting back to normal and some of us realize that something big is underway. And before I start sharing some of my thoughts about that, I want to say hello to the people behind the technology. Benny Mathers at KKNW. Hi, Benny.
Hi, Christine. You're back for another one. And you did the thing that I liked last week and you lit up your little jewel behind you, or crystal, I should say.
Yes. It's one of these interesting creations. I was at a gem show with a friend in Denver a number of years ago. And she's one of these people who, like, she can talk to crystals and she knows all the properties of them and really fun to be with. And it was the night that they were setting up. So the night before this place was being opened. Mm-hmm. And she sort of wandered in there and said, "Oh, what do you have here?" And she started to look at the various things. And he actually set several of them up. And I tell you, it was, in my opinion, the very best one. And it's just beautiful. It's got great energy and it's beautiful too. So
it is amazing. Yes. So if you guys have a chance, you should definitely check it out. Hit up the YouTube. There it is. Or go to the Transformation Talk Radio website and you'll see this beautiful crystal. Yeah.
And it's actually bigger than it appears. Well, hello, Samson.
Same with the cat.
Yeah.
The cat's bigger than it appears.
Yeah, that too. Yeah,
that too, right?
And there's his tail. Yes.
Tiger.
Live radio. It's funny because you know, if I'm doing something that's, you know, this is gonna sound funny, but where the professional quality is more important in terms of the final product. I'm the host of the 2021 Nautilus Book Awards author spotlight series, and they want something, you know, extremely well produced. And so it's like the cats have to be out. But when I'm doing my show, I feel like I'm talking to friends out there and it's a little less formal. And so what I do is if there's a cat in my room to start, I don't close the door, which means that, you know, the one that's in my room may come and want to be on the show, or they may come and go, and you never know. There might even be a cat fight in the background. We just never know what's going to happen on live radio.
I think we have experienced that a time or two, and now you just kind of like, just, you know, no whole bar. Just go ahead and open up the doors, let things run around, be free.
You know, Betty, after doing the show, it's like I've been doing radio, you know, on the host side of the mic for, gosh, 9 years now, and doing my own show for 8.5 years. And so, I've just sort of learned to go with the flow. And that includes today, where our guest seems to be a no-show. And hello, Jacob at Transformation Talk Radio. How are you today?
Doing so well. How are you today?
I'm doing well, thank you. You know, we've got some rain here in the Seattle area, which is a good thing because we've been stuck in a drought. And the plants are very happy about that.
I'm a big fan of the rain right now. I'm really enjoying it today.
Yeah. I'm hoping to see plenty of sunshine. It's funny because in the Seattle area, once the rain sets in, you know, August, September, early October, we don't know when we're going to see the sun again. So it's kind of like this welcoming of the moisture for the plants and for nature and for our water supply, but also a little bit of concern about not seeing the sun for a long time. So Yeah. But you know, the forecast says we're going to see some sunshine. Speaking of darkness, when we don't know when we're going to see the sun again, I think that we are experiencing a deep shadow in humanity right now. You know, over the last year and a half or so, our world has changed dramatically. And it's interesting because there are almost two different perspectives about what's going on. And there's a particular narrative that we see in the mainstream media that says one thing. But when you start to dig a little deeper, you see that there's a whole other narrative underway. And, you know, regardless of what you believe, regardless of what you see as truth, what you identify as falsehoods, one of the things that's really clear to me right now is that we are experiencing a dreary reign of the collective. We're experiencing the shadow side of the collective. We're beginning to question what's true, what's not, what's the real motivation. You know, one of the things I've experienced over the years as I've gotten to be more clear about my own vibration, and as I got into the healing realm and started tuning in energetically, sometimes what we experience with an individual is they look right on paper, you know, they seem right, they smile, you interact with them, and it's almost like, oh my gosh, you know, I should really trust this person, I should really like this person. But if you're discerning about the energy, you realize there's a whole other level of what's going on. It might be manipulation. It might be control. It might be ego, you know, wanting to boost themselves up. You know, I think what happens in the consciousness realm sometimes is there's some fabulous teachers. There's some fabulous leaders. Don't get me wrong. But there are some who are very ego-based. And at first, they lure you in with the, you know, I think of the cotton candy fluff of spirituality, you know, the feel good stuff. And they might have some very valid things to say. And it, you know, you might view some of what they say as truth. And yet, as you tune into their vibration, as you follow them along down their narrative, down the timeline of, you know, what they're expressing and what you're experiencing based on your interaction with them, you may begin to identify what I called a split vibration, a divided vibration, wherein we, you know, they're presenting one way, but we sense something very different is going on. And so there's this conflict. And the more discerning we get with our own vibration, with the clarity of our boundaries, with the clarity of interpreting the energy around us, we begin to perceive that divided vibration more and more. And from my perspective, in terms of our individual conscious journey, that is a part of waking up. That's an important part of waking up. And it's not just about discerning the shadow side in others. It's also being very aware of the shadow side within. So for instance, you know, years ago, you know, I would begin to notice the multiple layers of my own energetic vibration and intention. For instance, you know, somebody said, oh, well, you know, I tried this healer and didn't like them and I'm drawn to you. And part of me would be like, oh, good. I hope that, you know, I can prove that, you know, I'm valid. Another part of me was like, whatever, you know, however it works out, it's all up to the universe. Another part of me would, you know, have this like little sense of competition. It might be just momentary like that, but it was the kind of thing where I begin to discern that I had multiple layers of vibration, of intention, of psychology, where, and I began to get very discerning with myself, like, oh, there's my ego there. Oh, there's my sense of not feeling worthy and wanting to prove my worthiness. And oh, there's my connection to the divine that wants to show up and serve. And so as I began to get more and more clarity about my own divided vibration, it allowed me to see more of my woundedness, to clear out some of my ego stuff, to kind of like, you know, share within my own consciousness, well, there's this piece, there's this piece, there's this piece. And to be okay with that and observe it. And then to start to clear out aspects of it that weren't in that soul path. And it's not like it's all cleared out. You know, obviously it's a lifelong journey, and probably lifelong life, many lives of journeys. But it's the kind of thing where when we begin to discern our own divided vibration, we begin to become more sensitive to others' divided vibrations. And so, for instance, in what's going on right now in our world, there are very different perspectives about what's really underway with this thing that people are putting into their arm. And without getting into my perspective on that per se, what I think I want to invite you to do is to look at your own divided vibration. For instance, if you feel like something is in alignment with truth, something's in alignment with the collective benefit, are you finding yourself feeling holier than thou and judging somebody else about their perspective? I mean, if so, that's absolutely a divided vibration. If you feel like you need to wake somebody else up because they are, you know, they've got their blinders on, I mean, it's one thing to serve and to speak your truth, but it's a whole other thing to have attachment to controlling somebody else's conscious journey. And so as we become more and more aware of our own divided vibration, of our own ego being disguised as soul, it allows us to look at our own woundedness. Like, are we afraid of being wrong? Are we afraid of not being worthy if we don't show up in a particular way and show that we care about humanity, or we care about our community, or we care about our family or our friends? That having that clarity about the different layers of how we feel, who we are, and how we're expressing ourselves is a really important thing to be able to discern. Because that, without the clarity about the different pieces, and I, you know, trust me, folks, there we have the various pieces to our psyche, to our expression of self in human form, which partly is soul, partly is ego, you know, partly is our physicality, partly is the conditioning within our culture, within our family, within our tribe. Until we can discern the different pieces, we can't have clarity of what the soul is telling us to do. We can't have clarity of soul expressing itself through us. And it doesn't mean that the soul isn't ever expressing itself if we don't have that clarity, but that clarity allows us to say, okay, well, there's this piece that is judging that they're wrong and I'm right. And that part isn't serving. And we can just be aware of it. And it's like, okay, you know, we may be right, in fact, you know, in the 3D realm, but that judgment isn't serving. So if we can have that clarity and sort of see the different pieces and say, okay, well, here's a soul piece. And these other pieces I'm going to observe, be aware of, and not give too much power to, or not try to give too much opportunity to express itself, and have that clarity of this is soul, this is what I want to express on a soul level while in human form, within the context of this shadow that we're facing, this shadow that we are moving through, this collective shadow, the drizzly rain instead of the sunshine of our collective expression. So I want to encourage you to, you know, get to be as discerning as possible, get to be as aware as possible about your own divided vibration, about the various aspects of yourself expressing themselves through your human experience. Because as we get clarity, we can decide what to give power to, what to give expression to, because ultimately, I think that each of us yearns to express our soul, express source through our human experience as much as possible. So if we can become more discerning, we see what needs to be healed. We give power to that which really needs to have the power to get us through this collective shadow. And, you know, for some of you, you may think that the collective shadow is the external events of illness, of health. And for some of you, you may view the collective shadow as the control, the judgment. I saw a great quote today by Noam Chomsky. And, you know, it was something along the lines of, you know, you may view history as remembering that 6 million Jews were killed. But really what history should be teaching us is what led all those Germans to implement that. It's not the exact quote, but that was the whole concept. So within the context of the health situation, we're seeing a lot of control and we're seeing a lot of judgment. We're seeing a lot of bad behavior of both people who have some power as well as people who think they're showing up and expressing soul, but being very judgmental, allowing their shadow side to come out and seeing some violence within the context of people speaking their truth. So anyway, it's a really important time now for us to have some awareness, have some detachment, and to be very discerning of not only what's going on within ourselves, to discern what's shadow, what's soul, and what we're going to give power to. I think it's very helpful to have that same kind of detachment and to look out on the world at the events without, you know, buying into any narrative, but to see the behavior, to see the shadow side appearing in a variety of ways so that we can be discerning about what's really good for the collective and what's really the shadow side for us to navigate our way through. Anyway, that's just some of my thoughts about what's going on. And I try to stay as high level as possible, not just to get some of the concepts across, but because we have to be very careful in these days of censorship to talk about anything specific. Because as I know from personal experience, you know, the show can get censored, get kicked off of YouTube. My AM station, my beloved AM station, 1150 AM in Seattle, can get penalized if I say the wrong things, which is a very sad state of the collective shadow. So it's the modern version of book burning. I understand that we've connected with our guest. What I'm going to do is I'm going to go to a break here. And when we return, we're going to see what other goodies we have in store from somebody who has had some amazing experiences tapping into this other realm and connecting with other beings. Stay tuned for more here on the Christine Upchurch Show in just a few moments.
The wise tell us that beauty is everywhere, if only we know how to look. Here's a simple way to see beauty everywhere. Think of three beautiful things, like the laughter of a child, a sunset over the ocean, the sound of a waterfall, the taste of a perfect meal. It can be anything. Just remember three beautiful things. Then ask yourself, what do these things have in common? What do they share which we call beauty? The next step is to let go of the specifics, the laughter, the sunset, the meal, and just contemplate beauty itself. This is a heart thing. Leave the mind and go to the heart and find universal beauty. Join me, Sarah Main, on Damayanti, the show for your soul, where we discover beautiful things together. And check out my website, damayanti.store.
Hi, everyone. This is Courtney Cottrell. host of Unapologetically Favorite on Transformation Talk Radio, here to give you some tips on how you can move your life forward if you're feeling stuck by using the GROW model. First, use the letter G to write down the goal that you ultimately want to achieve, whether it's working out 1 hour a day or working towards a promotion at work. Second, using the letter R, think realistically about the roadblock that is currently holding you back from accomplishing your goals. Third, use the letter O. Think about the options or opportunities that will help you in achieving your goal. What can you change in your daily routine that will help you move closer to achieving your goal? Fourth, use the letter W to discover your will and make a true commitment to achieving your goal by writing down a completion date. Once you've reached your goal, celebrate your accomplishment. You are capable of achieving anything you set your mind to. Never give up and keep being unapologetically you.
Hi, I'm Trish Laub from A Cup of Comfort, where we talk about Care Hero topics that nobody wants to talk about. Here's your Care Hero tip of the day. During all Care Hero journeys, the need to keep track of a lot of information arises, some of it critical. Possibly the greatest challenge Care Heroes face is the gathering and organizing of information. Just as every trade has a power tool, whether an electric drill or a laptop, my family's Care Hero power tool was the three-ring binder. We generated a mini library of labeled three-ring binders, one for each category of information, complemented with additional spiral notebooks used to detail medical appointments and episodes. This unfussy and convenient system of binders helped my family stay organized and able to deliver the dignified care and end of life my parents desired. Tune into my show to learn more. See you on the second and fourth Tuesday of the month at 12 Pacific here on Transformation Talk Radio. Feel free to reach out to me at info@trishlaub.com.
Welcome back. For those of you who are listening on the AM station, you would be hearing Michael Tomlinson. He is a fabulous musician, very conscious man. You can find his music at michaeltomlinson.com. All right, we have a guest now. I'm so grateful she's here. Her name is Marita Seren. She's an international speaker. She's an extraterrestrial contactee, a multidimensional channeler, and an ET artist. And she's very young, and yet she's got deep wisdom because of her connection. And today I'm really grateful to be having her join us today. I think she may be joining us from España, I believe, from Spain. I'd like to welcome our guest today, Marita Seren. Hi, Marita.
Hi, thank you so much for having me. It's a pleasure to be here.
Yes, I'm so grateful that we figured out how to connect. I think that there was a glitch with the communication. But, you know, I trust in the perfection of how things unfold. And so I'm just going to trust that the message I gave to people the first, you know, half the third of our show was something that somebody out there needed to hear.
Yes, I agree with it too.
Yeah. So I'm really fascinated by your story. Tell us a little bit about your awakening.
Sure. When I started my awakening, I was about 50 years old and I was in high school. And I actually experienced a really strong Kundalini awakening. I was initially interested in sciences, specifically in quantum science, quantum physics. And so that's when I started to have my first awakening, which is the mind, you know, getting all these concepts about the dynamics of how the universe works on a metaphysical perspective. So I was really intrigued also about the origins of human life. You know, I started to get downloads and information that I didn't know that I had, you know, previously. And so I started to question the nature of evolution, of human evolution, to the point that I thought that it couldn't be real that we came from just an evolutionary offspring of apes or humanoids. So I started to get the strong feeling that maybe we weren't just humans, like from, you know, hominids, but maybe also hybrids with extraterrestrial species. Because if we will compare us to other species on the planet, you know, our kind of like evolutionary course was so intense, was so different, that something extraordinary must have happened in the environment to trigger us to kind of like change and mutate in such a way And other animals could have also taken that path because there are thousands of species in planet Earth. So that made me realize that, yes, indeed, we were hybridized individual, and that there were many genetics, many features of humans, such as Rh negative, that didn't make any sense as to like how our genome mutated itself to create what we know as our human race. So that's how I started to have, you know, kind of like little pieces of information. And I started to get more and more of a bigger picture on how the universe really works and what is our true origins as, you know, as humans. And so I got interested about the fact that we were this kind of hybrids, that we were not alone, and that we were some sort of like genetic experiment from the skies, from the space. Uh-huh. And that's when I reviewed the astronaut theory that we were created by the Anunnaki, and that there were certain beings that were connected to us, that there were some beings here on Earth to help, you know, on a mission and a spiritual mission to help remember the rest of the world, what's going on right now and what's our true history. And that's what I got to know about the Indigo Children, the Starseeds, the light workers and all of that. And it was really exciting. And I had my first UFO sighting, and I started to have some sort of experiences in the astral with this kind of extraterrestrial consciousness, which then I realized it was my family. So it was really, really interesting and really amazing at first.
You know, Marina, I think that there are plenty of people out there, and they're the kind of people who listen to these sorts of shows and follow people like you who have never felt like they belong. There's this. Mm-hmm. So I'm wondering if there is a difference between some of them who, like, if you say that we're all hybrids, you know, as humans in a sense, but you also talk about starseeds. Is there a different path for some versus others?
Well, yes, we all have different paths for sure, but talking about groups, like starseeds, light workers, we definitely have something different. We definitely have a different mission because of our genetics, you know, and it's true that we're all hybrids, but what differentiates starseeds from other kind of humans, it's more Earth connected. It's that we have a little bit more of experience on other star systems integrated in our genetics, you know. That's why we chose a specific lineages that had a little bit more of extraterrestrial DNA percentage, because we're more compatible with that physical DNA. And so when we incarnate ourselves, we're making another kind of hybridization. We are blending our metaphysical DNA that has more connections and more consciousness integrated from other star system into that physical lineage. So we are upgrading in every time, and we're grounding more of the extraterrestrial frequencies on Earth.
So when you talk about those other layers of DNA, I have heard, and then I haven't seen any proof of it, you know, in the 3D realm, but I've heard that we've got the 3D version of DNA, but then there are the energetic strands as well. So are you talking about integrating more of those energetic strands into the physical body?
Yes, exactly. Okay. It's integrating that hybridization between the metaphysical soul DNA and the physical third dimensional DNA. Mm-hmm.
So I know that you had a you know, significant awakening and you've gotten this information, but how does the person have a good sense about whether or not they are starseeds?
Well, the first sign is that you feel excited about it. You know, because that's actually tells you that you're connected to it, that you are part of this, because otherwise you wouldn't be excited about it. And I have talked about the starseed to many other people, and they don't have a feeling. It doesn't make them kind of like create any sort of emotional reaction inside of them. So the fact that somebody could be attracted to this idea or excited or interested might be like a sign telling them you are this. Mm-hmm.
It's funny because one of the phrases that's come out of my mouth probably 1,000 times at least over the years is, this planet is so dense, which yes. To me, it's like when we experience this heaviness from the collective, from the belief systems, from the behavior, to me, that is also a sign that our true nature, where we come from, that we're really connected to, or we're more aware of, it's discordant with what we're experiencing on Earth.
Yeah, 100% agree. The Earth is now really interesting because we are able to experience so much polarity consciousness that, you know, it kind of like makes you to grow yourself, to be a master of your own, to be really empower yourself. So, you know, many people have observed this moment as a really exciting time for transformation, and many others as an opportunity to transform and their own polarity consciousness that they were exploring in other star systems, such as Orion, that was also a really devastating star system.
I'm not aware of that. So what information do you have about that?
Well, in Orion, there was a lot of tyranny that we have experiencing now, a lot of really similar dynamics that we're going on, that we're exploring here, and many similar ideas. So basically, the Anunnaki, which are the creators of the human race, were involved in many of these negative narratives in the Orion constellation. And there were many wars in which many lineages around the galaxy were involved in these, you know, warlike tendencies and you know, stories and experiences. So there was a lot of suffering, there was a lot of fear, there was a lot of polarity, as I was saying, like in Earth. So like what happened is that many of those souls, instead of getting recycled into that star system, as we have Orion DNA ourselves, they observe like humanity and the Earth consciousness as an opportunity for them to reincarnate because they are compatible, and then have a little bit more of a system, because what makes Earth so attractive to those souls is that as we have been hybridized by more than just one species, like, you know, not just the Orion people or the Anunnaki, the Protosapiens that are called, also the Hypersapiens, which is the Andromeda and the Pleiadians, that have a lot of Christ consciousness embedded in their DNA, not some of like the fallen angel, but the Christ consciousness. That helps balance the DNA, those negative karmic aspects of their DNA. So they will, if they incarnate as humans, they will have more assistance from their side.
So you're referring to what we say in English, Christ consciousness, correct?
Yes.
And it's interesting because I felt like that's what I've been interacting with for many years now. And over the last 6 to 9 months, I've found myself saying that phrase repeatedly and feeling the energetic shift. It's kind of like this tingly empowerment. So I'm wondering if there are people who are waking up to this shift, but waking up through their connection to Christ consciousness.
Yes, definitely. That's what actually is going on right now. You know, our DNA is carbon-based, which is not crystalline. And so in these times of transformation, the more that we wake in more of our true nature as light beings, as love beings of compassion and unity, we are shifting from a carbon-based DNA structure to a silica base, which is more of a crystalline structure. So crystalline is basically a kind of like similar word to Christ consciousness, Christ. That's why there's many times when we hear about crystalline aura, we are also referring to the idea of Christ consciousness and Christ energies.
So what does that mean in terms of our physicality with that transformation more towards the crystalline energy?
Well, it means that since our genetic structure will be more crystalline, our vibration, our particles could be able to vibrate faster. And the more faster that you vibrate, more like that you are integrated in the moment, that you're embracing in your physical expression in the moment. So more of the light on higher aspects of yourself, that you will be grounded back to the lower aspect of yourself, which is the physical.
So in a sense, this is, I think you're basically underscoring what I've been saying to people for a long time. It's like we went through the stage where it was about connecting with that higher frequency vibration and kind of, but now we're being required to bring that into the physical body, which is a whole different experience. So is that process part of what is illuminating both the individual shadow and the collective shadow?
Yes, exactly. By integrating our shadows and doing shadow work is when we are able to shine more of the light, because the light actually needs a dark space to shine in. Just as in the universe, there is dark energy, dark matter, like being the space for the suns and the stars to shine in. That's the same process. We need to integrate that shadow so that we have more space to put our light to shine in brighter.
That makes perfect sense. So from my perspective, you know, the tyranny that you talked about is very evident today. And I'm fascinated by many people who've been in the consciousness community who aren't seeing the same thing that others are seeing. They view the tyranny differently. They view the tyranny as, oh, individuals aren't getting with the collective program and helping the community. Whereas there's some who are saying, wait a minute, this narrative about helping the collective by taking certain actions within the physical realm that I'm not going to say so we don't get kicked off of YouTube, that is what is in the best and highest good. But there's some who are saying, wait a minute, that's actually, although they are espousing that that's good for unity, it's actually the tyranny taking over. What's your perspective on that?
Well, I perceive that we are all creating our reality and that there are certain aspects of our governments and our society that many souls will see as different, with different values, you know. I think that besides that relativity, we are all getting in contact with that holistic negative forms of oppression, you know, and suppression. So I think we're all awakening also in awareness to that aspect of ourselves, in a sense, of our collective, and that we may have different ways to deal with it or interpret it, but we're all awakening to that, and we're all deciding that we are tired of that.
Oh, we just lost her completely. We're going to take a quick break and see if we can fix this connection.
God, Where Are You? It's Me is a book that will inspire you, uplift you, and motivate you into pushing through the darkness to find the light. How to connect back to the God of your understanding when you feel all is lost. It will inspire you to keep expanding into the next level of life's journey and remind you that you are not forgotten. If life's struggles make you feel disconnected, or left behind, and you just do not know where to turn anymore, this book is for you. Explore how simple life tools can last a lifetime when navigating through new territories. With each page, prepare to have your energy shifted and prepare to unlock the secrets within. If you're interested in reading this amazing book, God, Where Are You? It's Me. Visit us at TracyLClark.com and tune in to the Tracy L. Clark Show as featured on Transformation Talk Radio.
Hi, I'm Carrie Nail from Nailed It Radio. Understanding our personality preferences can be huge in conquering miscommunication with others. For example, people who prefer extroverted energy tend to speak as they think and want to communicate by talking. However, people who prefer introverted energy tend to think quietly about their response before speaking and prefer to communicate by writing. And so a great strategy for both energy preferences is when extroverts want to brainstorm out loud, they should give introverts information ahead of time to think and prepare quietly before sharing out loud. An introvert should plan for quiet time before and after being with extroverts, and let extroverts know that he or she needs time to think before giving an answer. I specialize in helping people understand these differences so you can take them into every aspect of your life to thrive. For more information, you can visit my website, KerriNail.com. That's KerriNail.com.
Are you ready to put down that drink or drug for good? Are you struggling to maintain your recovery from addictive behaviors? Do you need help with a family member or loved one who's in early recovery or battling addiction? Get the help and guidance you need by arranging a recovery recharged phone session with me, Ellen Stewart, Pushy Broad from the Bronx, certified life and recovery coach. Call 1-800-889-1757. make an appointment today. Or go to my website, pushybroadfromthebronx.com, and click on the link that says Recovery Recharged. Don't wait. Get the help you need today. This is Ellen Stewart, Pushy Broad from the Bronx, on TransformationTalkRadio.com.
Welcome back. We have our guest, Marina Seren, back. And Marina, you say that you've been a contactee. What does that mean?
Well, it means that you're getting touched with higher aspects of yourself that are expressing themselves in us, different kind of consciousness, which is all, you know, part of other star systems. Because when we have extraterrestrial consciousness, we're just not creating like interaction with other beings that are just different species. It's aspects of our own consciousness many times, because right here on Earth, many of those expressions of our oversoul are deciding to participate in our assistance to Earth, to their transformational times of Earth. So most of them are kind of like family or other expressions of ourselves.
So you're saying that we've got some heavy duty help underway right now. Is that correct?
Yes, definitely.
Yeah. So can you get more specific about who and what that help is?
Well, there are many different beings from different galaxies and star systems, but the most amount, the highest percentage of these beings are the ones that are part of our genetic makeup, which is the ones that I was talking about, because of their specific genetic connections. So they see this as an opportunity for them, not just for us to be helped, but for them to be of service, because when you're of service, you're also being service to self. You're also helping yourself to grow farther.
Mm-hmm. So I have heard from those who have, you know, that regular connection with ETs, shall we call them? I know that, you know, part of it is we think in terms of aliens, but I think there's also like light beings, consciousness, you know, the various types, that because of the free will here on Earth, that we have to invite the help in. Is that correct? Ah, we've got a frozen screen here. Let's hope that we can get this connection back in line. Anyway, I think Marina's, she's frozen again. Okay, I'm going to share my perspective on it. I think that we have to be very careful what kind of help we invite in. And I'm not saying to be fear-based about the energetic help, but rather to think in terms of connecting with source, connecting with our higher self, with our higher mission, and the energies that are in alignment with that. I often think in terms of the energies, the beings, the, you know, whatever the help is that are here for our best and highest good, that are here in alignment with pure love, that are here in alignment with Christ consciousness, not to be afraid of the others, because I think that fear gets us to this place of a very contracting energy. It disconnects us from that source. And when you think about all the fear that has come through the narrative over the last year and a half, it makes it clear why more and more people are having a harder time connecting sometimes with that higher source. Hello, Marina, glad to have you back.
Yeah, to be here again.
We seem to be having some internet issues.
Yes.
There we go. Okay, so I was just sharing my perspective on asking for help.
Yes.
And I really do think that we have to be aware of the kind of help we invite in. you know, that we want to invite the help in that's in alignment with Christ consciousness, with love, whatever you want to call it. Do you feel it's important that we invite help in at this time of transformation?
Yes, because many times these beings are there waiting for their own call to be received, you know, to be took, you know, because they, as much as they wish they could help us, regardless of, and you know, any interference in our communication, they have to have a green light given by us for them to co-create with us more, more energetically active, you know, because there's allowed no non-interaction, you know. So sometimes it will have to take us to be aware of their help, of their possibility of getting assisted, for us to say, yes, you know, come to us, we're ready, we want to co-create so that they can be more in communion with us and, yes, participate.
Mm. Do you feel that we need to be cautious about who and what we invite in?
Yeah, definitely. There's a lot that we have to take in. We have to develop a lot of discernment because, of course, there are other beings that doesn't want the best for us and will try to take advantage of, you know, our not ability to see, you know, what's going on the other side.
Mm-hmm. You know, it's funny, Marina, because a few months ago, you know, I tend to be a fairly peaceful person. It's not that I haven't expressed anger. I've had big anger in my life at stuff that needed to be healed. But in terms of, I don't have a warrior kind of pose typically. It's like, you know, I take bugs out in a bug jar. I don't eat things that flew, crawled, swam, you know, it's just, it's sort of in my nature. But I found myself being called to be a warrior against some very dark energy, and I won't go into details here. Do you feel that we are in a battle right now of sorts?
I do agree that there is a spiritual battle going on, and that's why the indigo children are described as being warrior personalities, or, you know, rebellious energies, because, you know, when there is a structure that has been crystallized in a, you know, in a specific star system or civilization, there needs to be a shattering. There needs to be someone to create a rebellion to shatter that structure, that crystalline structure, to be able to create a new one. And that's when the crystal children come here after the indigo to crystallize again back a different structure.
Mm, that makes perfect sense. Do you feel that we are going to be moving through the shadow to light, or do you think that the tyranny is going to win?
Oh, I believe that the times of the light has come, whether if we are prepared for it or not individually. But I totally agree that, you know, it's just not in the hands of humans. It's also in the hands of the earth, because Earth's consciousness is their own consciousness, you know. So I believe that she is deciding for herself too.
Ah, that gives me chills, actually. yeah. And so, you know, I've personally experienced multiple of my own timelines, so to speak. Do you feel like our frequency is aligned with the frequency of Earth healing?
Yes, that's the Schumann resonance. And, you know, there has been, over the time, there has been many groups, but many different negative-oriented groups and governments that has wanted to separate us from that frequency. You know, instead of listening to music, for example, in the tune of 432 Hertz, they have kind of like insisted that we will use, made mandatory that the music will be tuning 440. Hertz, which is not aligned with sacred geometry and sacred numerology, with mathematical proportions that are actually mimicking that geometrical divine structures of the light, the structure of existence and the universe, you know. So yes, over the time there has been a lot of sabotage, but those frequencies are available for us to tune in and to be able to heal our bodies, because everything is frequency and everything is vibration. So
I align with you about the connection to sacred geometry. We could go down a whole rabbit hole. We're starting to run out of time here. I just, before we go any further, I want to make sure people know how they can connect with you and what it is you offer.
Sure. Well, they can connect to me through my webpage, that is www.marinaserrano.com. And that's where I
offer. Can you spell that out? Can you spell, yes. Can you spell out your
sure.
name?
M-A-R-I-N-A-S-E-R-E-N, Maria Seren.
Yes. Okay, great.
And so there I have a webpage with many of my spiritual teachings or spiritual channel messages from my higher mm-hmm. mind. I have a blog for, you know, to share my experiences. I have a gallery of some of my UFO sightings, some of my UFO marks, and also some of my drawings of experiences that I had, and also an ET gallery of some of my own projects that I created, you know. And then I have a contact information that, you know, they're a page, and I offer intuitive readings, energetic readings, and galactic portraits, as well as channel and conscious channel messages from my higher mind.
Mm. All that, and you're still really young. For many of us, it took us a lot longer to really wake up, you know, and some of us are still working on it. Yeah, so I find your story very fascinating, and I'm grateful you joined us here today, Marina. Thank you. And I know we had some glitches here, but I'm so grateful that you were able to share some of your insights and connect with my audience here today.
Well, I'm really glad you had me here. Besides the technical difficulties, it was a pleasure to be here to share with you, Christine.
Thank you. And I want to thank everybody for joining us here today. I look forward to talking to you again soon.
Thanks so much for tuning in today. If you'd like to empower yourself to step further into your vibration of change, please visit my website at christineupchurch.com, where you can learn more about my insights, upcoming events, and private sessions.
Views expressed on this program are those of the host, guests, and callers, and do not necessarily reflect the views of the station, its management, or advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.